Hello, Nerdy Legion. Thank you once again for listening to Comic Talk Today. I am Dustin, and I'm bringing you your Comic Talk headlines for July 30th, 2019. Let's jump right into TV news, and in TV news, this is going to be an interesting section for today's episode. First up, we have an announcement I feel like we've brought up before on the show that I Know What You Did Last Summer is getting turned into a series over on Amazon. If we haven't brought it up previously, then we're bringing it up now. Apparently, I Know What You Did Last Summer, the slasher flick from, I think it was 1997, with Jennifer Love Hewitt and a bunch of the teen heartthrob types from the time, is being turned into a series. And we all know that the Scream series on MTV is so amazing that we understand why this is happening, right? Well, okay, maybe not really. So, apparently, I Know What You Did Last Summer, the pilot episode was reportedly, according to Deadline, supposed to be directed by James Wan, because James Wan just can't help himself and he has to be creating something scary all the time, quote unquote scary. Well, James Wan then took to Facebook to squash this rumor, saying that he is not going to be directing this episode. Though there is apparently still one of the John Wick 3 writers attached to this project, so it's going to be an interesting development as it goes on, so we will continue keeping tabs on it and keeping you updated, because horror is a thing that nerds like, and I like talking about it, so there you go. Next, though, on the list, we're talking about Carnival Row. Carnival Row, for those that don't know, because you haven't watched The Boys yet on Amazon Prime, since we're staying in this Amazon vein, Carnival Row is going to be the next kind of big series that they're hyping up over on Amazon Prime. Well, much in the same vein that we got The Boys announced a season 2 about 2 days before season 1 even got posted up live, we are now a month away from Carnival Row, and they got renewed for season 2 before their season 1 goes up. So again, we're a month away from seeing season 1. This kind of is a little bit more of a meta question on the Amazon front. Do you guys think that this is a sign that Amazon is just this confident in these series that they can say, "Hey, we're going to throw a lot more money at this because we really think you guys are going to like it"? Or is it just potentially Amazon allowing showrunners to tell at least a bigger chunk of the story before they know it's a hit? Because generally speaking, like a first season, you can get a first season greenlit, usually at a smaller series or smaller episode count than the rest of your show is going to be. So like back when TV was the big thing, usually a season one was a handful of episodes, about 8 to 10 episodes. And then if you were a hit, then season two, you probably got somewhere close to 20, 24 episodes. Now in the age of streaming, Netflix has set the scale so that each season is approximately 10 to 13 episodes. But then if it doesn't do well, it unceremoniously just gets canceled, or if they don't like it, or if they want to take their platform in a different direction, they just kind of get rid of things. Well, Amazon doesn't seem to be taking up that torch. They are throwing money at things that they seem to be confident in, and that's my take on it, is this is a show of confidence, because if you haven't watched The Boys, we will talk about that. I'm trying to get it to the point where we can talk about that. So definitely stay tuned to Generally Nerdy for that, but it definitely leaves a cliffhanger. So maybe they were just allowing the showrunner for The Boys to at least complete that story arc that we got with that cliffhanger. Maybe it's a similar thing with Carnival Row. I just think that the quality of The Boys speaks for itself, and they're taking a gamble on renewing it before it airs. And the same thing goes here for Carnival Row, that they have a strong belief that the quality will speak for itself and that people will attach themselves to this show and want another season. And so they throwing money at it, taking a gamble. More cliches, we're just going to move on. And speaking of Netflix, fans of Lucifer have reason to rejoice right now, because Yes, it is still the final season of Lucifer. We are not there. They didn't sign on a new season. This is going to be the last you get of your show. But they just added 6 more episodes to this last season. So it's going from 10 episodes to 16 episodes. I think that, at least in part, this is Netflix experimenting with a longer season format because they're getting a little bit nervous from the competition because Amazon is throwing so much money at these shows they're confident in, and Disney Plus is about to launch, and so they want to see if there's a way that they can hook people for a little bit longer and get that little bit extra dough. And this is probably a better series to do this with because it does have such a rabid fan base. So we'll see how this pans out. But either way, rejoice, Lucifer fans, for your extra 6 shows. And then our last bit of news for TV comes from The Walking Dead. AMC's official Twitter has released the first teaser for the new series. It still does not officially have a name, but if you watch the trailer, link down in the description, if you watch that trailer, then there's an idea of when it's going to be released. And also, potentially, they're teasing the name of the series, I would imagine, because they say New World so many times, it makes me think, is that going to be the series subtitle? Walking Dead, The New World, something along those lines. But then we also have, from a different source, not directly from AMC, like the trailer is, but we have from comicbook.com the report that in Virginia, where they are filming this second spinoff, so the third Walking Dead series, second spinoff from the main series, where they're filming it is in Virginia, and the locals and the people who have seen title cards and scripts and such say that the code name for this series is Monument. So is Monument just a code name, just a placeholder, or is that going to be the new subtitle for this series? I want you guys to let me know. Let's talk about that in the comments. Obviously, one of those two is going to catch some ground. Now we're kicking into movie news. Movie news going right along. Following up with last week's episode, the Halloween Kills and Halloween Ends movies, we got a little bit of a quote from Danny McBride. He said this, and this is the quote, I'm reading it, I apologize if it sounds stilted. When we first were signed up for it, we were going to originally try to do 3 movies back to back. Ultimately, we were kind of all like, let's make sure we can do this one good. Then when we connected with people, we all decided, let's try to continue what we were going to do. It's just a continuing story that's got a beginning, middle, and end. I'm excited to begin it. The middle is chaos, and the ending is very satisfying. A little of me feels like this is kind of Danny McBride suffering from Lucasitis, because all reports of the original scripting for the first Danny McBride-related Halloween movie, said that they killed Michael Myers at the end in the original script. And the studio stepped in and said, you know, maybe we shouldn't do this because franchising options and more money and more movies is a good thing and blah, blah, blah. So they changed the ending so Michael Myers didn't die at the end. So now him saying, oh, we always wanted to do it in 3 movies, kind of to me sounds like George Lucas saying, oh, I always wanted to make 9 Star Wars movies. Maybe the thought existed, but I don't see, there's no evidence that shows us that those plans existed in anything other than between Danny McBride's ears. So then also, he says later in the same interview that Halloween Ends is not necessarily going to be the end of the franchise. Duh. Again, studio steps in and says, hey, you know, we can franchise these things and make some more money and then have the quality go down exponentially from movie to movie and then reboot the whole thing and create a whole buzz and blah, blah, blah. That sounds a little more true. Either way, we're getting at least 2 more pretty good Halloween movies. I can't speak to their quality until they release, but judging by the first one, I'm excited about it, and let's move on. Next, we're talking about Venom 2, and there's an interesting update on this movie. Andy Serkis is not going to be in the movie, but is apparently in talks to direct the movie. along with Travis Knight, who gave us the Bumblebee movie most recently, though I don't know how serious those talks are, because most of the hubbub seems to be surrounding Serkis as the potential director for Venom 2. Also, Sony's trying to pull this trigger really quick because they want to go into active production this fall on the movie so that they can make their scheduled release date of 2021, I believe. Might have been 2020, actually. I'm pretty sure it was 2020. Next up, we're talking real quick, again, a little bit of horror. Lighthouse is the new A24 movie. For those unfamiliar, A24 is the production company that's been giving us a lot of this art house horror recently. They did Midsommar, they did Hereditary, they're doing this one. I believe they even did The Witch, although I could be just mistaking that because this movie, The Lighthouse, is from the director and creator of that movie, so that might be where the confusion's coming in. But either way, we're getting a new A24 movie, and this one is Robert Pattinson and Willem Dafoe. That's not necessarily news, that's been known for a while, but we did get our first official trailer for the movie. You can go check that link down in the description. Oh, wow, this is such a weird-looking thing, and is to be expected considering the production company and the director. But, like, even in the cinematography for this, there's so much interesting choices just in this really short little trailer. It kind of got me so curious about this movie that I have to go see it on opening night, right? Let me know what you think in those comments down low. That does it for this episode of Headlines Nerds. For a more in-depth conversation on comic books and comic culture, then you can subscribe to Comic Talk Today on your favorite podcast platform of choice. Or to go deeper into these topics plus much more nerdy bits, you can join me on my personal YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy. Thanks again, nerds, and we'll see you next time.